let's be honest. To be a successful content creator, there is so much that we have to do for the content. In this weekly podcast, your host, Dre OKK, that's me, I'll be sharing tips and strategies that I use to dominate my social media page, Dre Knows Best, where I grew 5 million followers. I have partnered with brands like Netflix, Google, Amazon, the list goes on. I'll also be having fun conversations with successful content creators about the creative process. The ultimate goal for this Do For The Content podcast is to inspire you to take those first steps into digital creation and help you grow as a creator and ultimately turn your passion into paycheck. So y'all ready? Let's do for the content, y'all. What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of Do For The Content. I hope y'all have been doing good. You know, it's summertime, so I really hope, well, actually, summer's coming to an end. And I really hope that you guys have been pumping out the content, posting consistently, you know, just like showing up for your audience while also having fun doing it, you know. As for me, definitely, I have been doing a lot of traveling this summer. Hence why the podcast episodes have been not consistent, as I'm preaching about consistency. But no, you know, that's part of the growth right now with my career and everything. But I always love being able to pick up the mic and share some insights and knowledge with y'all when it comes to content creating. And today, what we're going to talk about is mistakes you're probably making as a content creator, right? And when I say you're probably making, I mean we are probably making, me too. And I'm going to share experience from what I've learned with this whole over nine years of being a content creator. Things I've learned and even like techniques that you can use to help you with your filming strategy, your posting strategy, and of course, your engagement strategy. So, but before we dive into the podcast, we always got to give a shout out. Give a shout out to you guys who take time out of your day or your listening experience to leave a review, because that is so important. You know, if you have a moment, take a moment and give a 5-star review to this podcast, because it helps. It helps this podcast be able to be reaching more people, be more visible, and of course, show up on the marketing category for best podcast. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to Gene222. For this lovely review. You said love it, heart emoji. Yes, you love the podcast. I'm so happy about that. Very, very informative and beautiful energy. You know, I appreciate you for leaving that review. And you know, we try to keep it up in here. Great energy up in here. And of course, keeping the knowledge to be knowledging. You understand? So without further ado, let's jump right into this. So mistakes we are making as a content creator. Now, let's start off with filming. I want to go back to the basics of basics, because the basic stuff is what really does determine if your video is going to be great or not. When it comes to filming too, the basics of filming. The first point I have is your lighting, y'all. It is so important to have good lighting. I cannot tell you the amount of times when I've been scrolling through my For You page on TikTok and I see a video that's not even like well lit. I scroll because I don't need... It's not interesting. It doesn't capture my attention when it's dim lighting, you know? And even a lot of times, most videos that are not well lit don't show up on my For You page because, you know, when it has better, nice natural lighting, it attracts the viewer to stop scrolling and watch, right? And even if you don't have time, let's say you have a full-time job during the day, and when you come back and you have time to film, it's nighttime. If you are able to, save up money and invest in ring lights. Nowadays, ring lights are not as expensive as used to be. Before, it used to be like $120, $100. I think you can get ring lights now on Amazon for like $60, you know? So we would definitely invest in good lighting, because that takes your quality of your video top notch. This is my next point is, this one is so simple, but we always forget, and I won't lie, I mess up on this a lot, is... For the love of G-O-D, wipe your camera, y'all. You will see a huge difference in your recording, your video quality, versus when your camera lens is not wiped versus when it's wiped. I'm telling you, a lot of times, especially recently, I just recently went to Thailand, and every time when I bring out my phone to record, I record the video, Then I show my friend, I'm like, look at this. And she's like, girl, did you not wipe your camera? Then I wipe it and it's like, whoa, we do it again and it's crystal clear. So I'm telling you, your video can go from looking like an Android quality phone to 4K Sony 500, whatever it's called, mega camera quality because you wiped your camera. So again, don't forget to wipe your lens. You know, if you can, carry like a cloth to wipe your lens before you film. And wiping your camera, clear lens, and good lighting will be pink. Now, another thing, mistake you might be making as a content creator when you're filming is giving up halfway through your video. And I'm also guilty of doing this. And I'm starting to program my mind to not give way halfway through the video. I'll give you an example. I literally just filmed a video today where I did the emoji acting challenge where an emoji pops up and you kind of say a word and you say a word with each different emotion based on what the emoji is, right? And as I was doing mine, I was like, oh, this is mad cheesy. This is not funny. You know, I almost gave up halfway. But I was like, nah, Drea, just finish it because you have the idea. Believe in your idea. Believe in your craft and just finish it. And just so you know, at least you have finally filmed the new video for the day, right? So I finished it. And then when I went to go edit, by the time I added music on it, the background instrumental, I was like, this video is actually funny. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we get our head wrapped up in the idea of in the moment, but we forget about the whole post-production. Editing makes your video so much better. By the time you crop out the little mistakes, you trim the wordy parts, you add your text on the screen, you add your music in the background, you add your sound effects, you add your GIFs, you add your different things, you know? It's like when you're making a burger, right? Like, you have these layers to this. There's multiple layers. So the first part is just when you're filming. Don't be discouraged if you're filming and it's not hidden as it should be, right? Because by the time when you go edit, honey, that production is going to come through looking good, looking crisp. The message will be there. The value will be added. So that's my number one taker for filming. Like, don't give up halfway when you're filming. Give it your all and finish it. So at least you know, I mean, filming is better than not filming at all. You know what I'm saying? And another mistake we get when it comes to the filming process is sometimes we forget to plan our videos, y'all. And this is a big helper, especially if you're gonna do videos with like collaborations or even just your time in general. If you take your time out to plan your video from like, you know, even if you don't wanna give yourself a script, you wanna give yourself like from the beginning, the middle, and the end, just kind of like a storyline to follow, like a guideline to follow through. It's much better than just being impulsive and being like, let me record this. And then you'd be like struggling throughout the way. And it saves you time too, because if you kind of have an idea about what you're doing, the points you want to make in your video, if you're giving tips or you're doing a makeup video, you know, you want to make sure you use a lip gloss. You want to make sure you use your eyelash. You want to make sure you use your lip liner or whatever. You know, these things need to be done and it's planned. You have like, if you want to write it on your notes app, I use my notes app a lot for if I want to plan out my video. I know like, okay, make sure I get a shot of this. Let me even give a detailed example. When I'm working with a brand, I like to write down my shot list. So like my shooting list. So everything I want to make sure I get. For example, I just recently did a deal with Breyers Oreos. They don't want to call ice cream, Oreo frozen treats. And I made sure I wrote out everything I want to make sure I get. I make sure I get a clip of the items I'm using to eat the treat with. I make sure I get a shot of my friend in his outfit change. I make sure I get a shot of me doing an introduction to camera. This helps because imagine you finish filming. You're now saying, oh, I'm done filming. You now go home and relax. You know, you're having a glass of wine. You're like, oh, I'm done. Let me start editing. Maybe 2 days later, like, I'm going to edit tomorrow. Tomorrow comes around, you're starting to edit. You're going to be like, dang, I forgot to get that one shot. So you don't want to be that person. So if you can, plan out your videos. So that way it saves you time. You're going to be quick at recording and you're going to be confident when you're done recording that you don't have to go back and apply your makeup and call the people back on set that you had in your video to go reshoot certain scenes. You know what I'm saying? So those are my major points when it comes to filming. for you to remember. You know, don't make that mistake of, another thing too, I forgot, is not getting to the point in your video. A lot of times when people are filming, because again, if you didn't plan your video out, then you're just going to go on tangents as you're talking, right? In your videos, if you're someone who's giving like tips, maybe you're giving finance tips, maybe you're giving finance tips, right? You're going to end up going on tangents, right? And you're going to forget to hit those points that you need to hit to add value to your audience. Because remember, it's about your audience. It's not always about you. 20% you, 80% your audience, right? So if you don't get to the point, I'm reading this book. I forgot the name of the book, but it's really good. It talks about people, every time we're consuming content, we're burning brain cells, right? And the more brain cells being burned, the more likely someone is going to tune out, because there is too much work to watch your video and understand what's going on. So that's why it's so important to be able to get to the point, right? Get to the point, hit your key tips, and you know your video is done. Versus if you go on tangents, as a consumer, I need to watch, pay attention so hard and try to understand your video, versus when it's very simple to digest. I'm not burning too many brain cells trying to digest your video. So if you plan your video out, you're more likely going to be able to get to the point when you're making your videos and be able to keep your audience engaged as you're watching it, keep them in tune. You're not going to have to burn too much brain cells watching your video, and it's all a win-win when it comes to filming. So this is my main points for filming. Let's move on to the next tips I want to give y'all. So mistakes you might be making when it comes to posting. Ooh, sorry, not posting, to editing. When it comes to editing, I think if video making was a meal, editing is the seasoning. Editing the seasoning is what really brings the flavors out of your meal. It's what really brings your video to life. Like I told you earlier, right? You know, when you're making a video, it might be boring, but once you edit that thing, very, very nice. Jump cuts, zooms, transitions, text on screen, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All those different editing tools that you use, then it's like, ooh, this video is fire. So that's the seasoning on the meal, okay? So number one important mistake that you might be making is putting your, I don't like this mistake. It really grinds my gears when people make this mistake. Putting the text on the screen at a location on the screen where people can't really see it. For example, on TikTok and Instagram Reels, your caption is at the bottom, right? And then your caption and your username picture and the comment section is at the bottom. People will put the text at the bottom. To me, I don't like that because one, I can't read it. I can't read what your text says. So now I'm missing the valuable information about your video that I could have got because you put the text in the wrong place, I can't get that value. So more than likely, I'm going to scroll, right? Or on Instagram Reels, because on Reels, you have to tap on the video for it to open and then you see the whole reel. Another mistake people make is putting a caption all the way at the top of the video when it's outside of that square box. The safest place to put your caption on the video is in the middle of the screen. So that way it's in our face. You want to be in people's faces. You want them to see. You want them to, you know, be attentive. So it's more better for you to put that caption on the screen in the middle, you know. Try not to block your face, but if you're blocking your face, it's okay. In the exception where, like, you know, there's no space in the middle of the screen, the center, let me move it up top. I get it. But if that caption, that text on the screen is so important for people to understand your video, Please, let's put it somewhere that is good for them to see. Because I know some people will make the text really, really small and then people can't even read it. Sometimes people do that as a tactic for people to keep watching, reloop. They make the text kind of small. They put certain text pop-ups in between. So you have to like rewatch it. That's a good tactic. That's actually a nice tip if you want to use that. But the general text on the screen that you want to add, please don't put it where your profile picture is supposed to be or where the caption is. Keep it in the middle. Another editing mistake that you might be using is not setting up your thumbnails correctly. And this is for both TikTok and Instagram Reels. Now, let's start with TikTok. On TikTok, thumbnails are very important, right? The reason why thumbnails are important is because if I come to your page and I'm looking at all your videos, I'm more likely to click on one that has an enticing thumbnail, right? Some type of thumbnail that's gonna draw me in. So in your thumbnails on TikTok, you have the option to be able to add text on the screen. You can select where exactly you want your thumbnail to be based on your video. And you can also add text on the screen. So instead of just posting your video without a thumbnail, add the text, kind of giving a brief description about the video, like 5 places you must visit before you die. If I see that text on your profile, I'm more likely gonna click on it versus if the video had no thumbnail saying anything, okay? So, and that's the same for Instagram Reels as well. Instagram Reels is even better. They let you upload a picture, so it's like your thumbnail. So people, one thing I've seen people do, a mistake I see people do, is they just add a random picture that has nothing to do with the video because they want to, you know, make the aesthetic be aestheticing. I don't know when people are still caring about Instagram aesthetics, especially if you're a business right now, if you're a brand trying to grow your business, don't care about the aesthetic of your page unless your business is about having nice aesthetics, and that's a little bit different. But if you're just a brand, maybe you're selling socks, you're selling gym wear, you're selling water bottles, you're selling cars, you don't need to care too much about the aesthetic, right? Make sure you have a good thumbnail that, again, drives people to your video. It's going to make them want to click and watch that video. Another reason why thumbnails is, to go back to Instagram Reels that lets you upload a picture. When you're uploading a picture, I do this, and I think it's useful for you guys to do so as well. Take that picture, because I always use a cute picture. But because it's a cute picture, I don't want it to just be so irrelevant about what my video is talking about, right? So I'll take that cute picture and I'll add text on the screen. I'll add a text. I don't make it be too much in the center because I don't want to, you know, make my page look spammy. I'll add it maybe at the top of the square, of the Instagram square. Add it to the top line. If you go on my Instagram page, Dre_knows best, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I'll add, you know, teaching people Nigerian slangs. Whatever my video is about. So that way people know this is not just a random picture reel of me. This video is about blank, you know? So that's my thing about thumbnails. So now for TikTok, a mistake a lot of people have been making ever since TikTok made this update that you can edit your videos within the app using like a lot of different features. For example, CapCut is an app, is owned by TikTok, but now they integrated the app on the TikTok platform, right? So when you go to edit your video, you can edit your whole video, add the transitions, add a text on the screen, add music, remove music, add sound effects. You can do all that within TikTok app. It's really cool. Kind of complicated, I think, but don't worry, y'all. It's all good. I'm updating my course, and I'm going to be adding this explanation inside the course. But one mistake I've seen people do is, and I've done this too before, I'm guilty, is that when you add your music to your video, if you don't shorten the length of your song to where the video ends, that video you post will have a black screen from wherever your video ends to wherever the song ends. So it's very important when you're editing to make sure you trim the song to make sure the song stops playing where the video ends, so you don't have that black screen. When you have a black screen, one, it just looks tacky. Two, now your video is longer, so your watch time is going to get shorter because people are going to watch your 8-second video and then scroll away and not watch the rest of the 30 seconds blank screen that's there. You get what I mean? So it's important for you to, you know, watch out for that. And then I think I forgot to mention something about thumbnails, right? For editing. When your thumbnails, another reason why it's important to have good thumbnails is not just because you want your page to look pretty and people get the message of your video. Right now on TikTok and Reels, whenever you click on the song of the video, right, you show up on the song page. You show up on a song page, like the all the videos that have used the song, you show up on that page. And if your thumbnail looks fire, people are more likely going to click on your video versus some other video that has no thumbnail. You get what I mean? So that's why it's important to have a really strong thumbnail. And a mistake that people tend to make, I've seen people make this, especially on Instagram, try to find the audio to the video, audio to the song that's playing or the trend that you're doing, try to find that audio on Instagram and add it to your video. Even if you want to add it to your video and turn the volume all the way down to like 1% and keep your original video volume, why you need to do this is so you still show up on that feed. Because when people watch one video with, let's just say, for example, Beyonce Break My Soul, if they're going to watch more videos with Beyonce Break My Soul, your video is going to pop up, right? Because you're under that videos that have made, sorry, people that have made a video to that song, you're going to show up on that page. Same as TikTok too. So please make sure you're adding the song to the video so that way you can get the credit what credit is due. Okay, baby. Yes. So last but not least, mistakes that you might be making is your posting strategy. Posting strategy is so important, right? How you post. Let's start off with actually when you post. Do you ever look at your analytics to check when are my followers most active? I tend to do that. And ever since I realized that my followers are most active between 11 to 1 p.m., I try to make sure I'm posting at that time frame between 11 to 1 p.m. Instagram tells you when your followers are most active. TikTok tells you when your followers are most active. I'm not sure about YouTube, but I'm sure YouTube, if you download YouTube Studio app, it might tell you when your followers are most active. And it's best for you to post when your followers are most active. If you can, have a set time that you always post. You know, so your followers start knowing every day or every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Drea is going to post at 11 a.m. Let me make sure I'm there. Because sometimes the push notifications don't work, right? The apps are kind of, you know, they're feisty. They didn't send out notifications. People don't see your video. They don't get notified when you post. But if they know that you're posting every time at that certain time frame, they're going to be there. You get what I mean? So set that time for when you want to post. Use your analytics. Study your analytics. It's good to check your analytics every now and then. I personally like checking my analytics every single day. It's toxic to me. I like to check it at least, you know, at end of the week to see what post did well, so I know what kind of videos I can keep on doing, you know? Because if I check it every day, your analytics go up and people aren't following you. People won't follow you. And if you keep on seeing, oh, I've had unfollowed by this many people, it's going to weigh on your emotions, yeah? So, yeah. So make sure you look at that. And also when it comes to your posting time, again, I talked about planning out your content. If you're filming videos in advance to like a certain trend, it's important you post it when that trend is still hot, okay? Don't come and post it later on when the trend has died down. It's like, okay, ma'am, sir, we don't want this video anymore. So coordinating your posting time is important. Another thing is your captions, baby. Your captions are important too. You don't want to go out posting videos with captions that are not going to prompt some type of engagement. Now, when I talk about captions, I'm not talking about having the most clever captions. No, do people even still care about clever captions for Instagram photos? Honestly, I don't even see any photos on my Instagram anymore. People don't see my photo. I don't see that anymore. But having a caption that is going to prompt some type of engagement, right? Asking a question. If your video is about, you know, being single, instead of putting a caption about, you know, LOL, when you're single, hashtag relatable, put when you're single, anyone else single? That's a question mark. Cause then you get answers like, yes, no. Oh my God, I can relate to this. The newly divorced, da, 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 you know? So like you want to put captions that are going to prompt some type of engagement. It's important. Even if you're putting those lengthy captions, oh, this is a good one I just thought about. Your call to action. Babes, let's stop putting our call to action at the end of our caption. Especially my blogger girls, my blogger boys who write detailed captions on their Instagram post, even out on their TikTok post, because TikTok lets you write long captions. I'm tired of seeing people's captions being their questions being at the end or their call to action, you know, like check the website for more. Put it in the beginning, because sometimes people don't read the caption. So if it's in the beginning, the call to action is there in the beginning, then beautiful. It's beautiful. I know call to actions too in your posting. People put that in their video as well. But the video is a little tactic. You can put your call to action in the middle and the end and the beginning of your video, wherever you want. But for captions, put your call to action in the beginning. Another thing is, babes, hashtags still matter. I don't know. Someone was telling me that, oh, I don't put hashtags in my videos anymore and I still get a good reach. But here's the thing. That person already had a bunch of followers. They had like 50,000 followers. And I'm like, good for you. But if you're, even if you're, but I still believe, whether you're starting off or you've been into doing this for a long time, I'm a strong believer in putting in your captions, your hashtags, because on TikTok, hashtags have to go into captions. I don't think you put hashtags in the comments. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it has to be in the caption. On Instagram, you can still put the hashtags in the comments. Why to me hashtags are important is because it helps people find you. Whenever I'm looking for makeup artists, I will look up Los Angeles, hashtag Los Angeles makeup artists and see what pops up. If you're not putting these kind of hashtags, how can people find you to utilize your services, your business, you know? And it's very easy. I know on TikTok, the algorithm is looking for which hashtags you're putting on your page because the algorithm uses those hashtags to know who to feed your video to, right? So for example, if you're a fan of Bachelorette, if you're putting hashtag bachelorettes, hashtag reality TV, hashtag, you know, those two hashtags alone, the algorithm will know this video is about reality TV. Let's feed this video to people who love reality TV. This video is about Bachelorette. Let's feed this video to people who have been consuming content about the Bachelorette. You get what I mean? So those hashtags are still so important. Even on Instagram as well, it's the same thing. I noticed, you know, something I was like, all Instagram content is so the same now. Oh my gosh, reels are the same thing. And then I realized, babe, you've been interacting with the same travel content, either travel solo or travel relationships. And that's all I get on Instagram now. So the Instagram algorithm is starting to understand people, starting to understand our habits. So it keeps on feeding me content that I like. And that's because it knows I'm interacting with these people who have certain hashtags, using certain sounds, and you know, so it's important to utilize the hashtag. Very, very important still. I think the last tip for after posting your engagement is like, why are you not engaging with your comments? Even if it's as simple as liking the post, right? I think that's a big part, big part mistake that a lot of us make, right? Is not engaging with our followers because we want to build a community. I think with the biggest focus, and this is something I preach, is focus on building your community over building your likes. I'm telling you, I preach this all the time. Your likes will come. Brands want you more because of you have a community that you can tell, hey, y'all, I support this brand, buy it, and they will buy it. But how can you build that support if you're not creating content that is feeding them with some type of value, entertainment, or value of knowledge? And you're not engaging with them to know like, hoo-hoo, I see you. You know what I mean? So focus more. Stop overlooking at your analytics of how many likes, how many followers, how many shares. Da-da-da-da-da. Instead, if any analytics you should be looking at is the comments. The comments and saves to me. If people are saving your video, that means you're adding some type of value that they want, right? And they're being petty and don't want to like and comment. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people are petty. So look at your saves, look at your comments and engage with them. You know, like their stuff. So, yeah. And overall, I think another big mistake, and this is overall thing, is we get so tied in the numbers, we forget our why, our purpose when it comes to creating, and we forget to have fun. I think content creation should be fun. And for me, I always try to keep that fun aspect of content creating because I never want to lose myself in this industry. This industry is competitive. It's continuously keep on create. I literally sleep, eat, breathe content creation. But at the same time, I remember my why and the impact I want to make through my content. And that keeps my joy and happiness as I'm creating. So figure out what your why is and write it on the wall. Put it on a post-it note. And remember why you create. So that way, when it comes to ups and downs of the filming, the ups and downs of the editing, the ups and downs of the posting, you're going to keep on going. You feel me? You feel me now? Yeah, so. So if you found any useful value with this episode, please do me a favor and screenshot this. post it on your story, tag us at Do It For The Content. That's Do It, the number 4, the content. And also share it to a friend so we can stop making these mistakes and start making this money, making these career. I'm trying to think of something clever right there, but it didn't click. But yeah, y'all get what I mean. But thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys. And, you know, as I always say, y'all go out and do it for the content, okay? Have a good one.